It has long been one of the best things about our nation, the unconditional dedication to religious freedom for all. The hijacking of this precious value by an agenda-driven political religious right has been painful to watch and immeasurably destructive to our democracy itself, key to standing up for what the founders intended is actually understanding it and why they enshrined it as the first freedom. Interfaith Alliance is presenting an important webinar on the topic this coming Tuesday, and I am happy to welcome Maureen O'Leary back to State of Belief Radio with the details. Maureen, glad to have you back with us.
Good to be here.
So please describe the Tuesday event and who the intended audience is.
Yeah, so the title of the webinar is Founding Religious Freedom, and it's really a webinar for everyone. Recently, we've been having really excellent conversations just in the public space about reaching for a more nuanced understanding of our history and what our American story is. Religious freedom is a key component of that. If we're looking towards what an inclusive vision of religious freedom looks like for the future, we also have to look to our past and the ways that we have fallen short of extending that constitutional right to everybody. And key in that is reaching for an accurate and nuanced understanding of the history of religious freedom. History is often made political, and people use narratives that suit their modern day political agendas. If we want to do better, if we want to correct the wrongs of our history, the people that have, in the case of religious freedom, been subject to religious coercion, that have been unequally protected under the law, we have to acknowledge where that sits in the history of our American narrative. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're hoping to do with this webinar, is dismantle kind of the politicized narrative and get to what a true version of our history is and what that looks like for the future.
Maureen, who will be on the panel?
So first, we're going to have Steve Waldman. He is the president and co-founder of Report for America, and he is the author of this really incredible book. It's a New York Times bestseller called Founding Faith, How Our Founding Fathers Forged a Radical New Approach to Religious Liberty. And it really gets at the question of, where is the middle ground between these two politicized narratives of what religious freedom is and what it means? Second, we're going to have Dr. Corey Walker. He's a amazing scholar of African-American social, political, and religious thought and history with an emphasis on religious freedom. So he's going to be providing one of the perspectives of a group that has been not equally protected under the Constitution as it was written at the time. And then our third panelist is Dr. Kristen Carpenter, and she is a professor at the University of Colorado in the University of Colorado Law School. She is a professor of law and director of the American Indian Law Program. So her focus is on how Native peoples and Indigenous peoples have not been protected under the First Amendment and not been afforded the right of religious freedom, even up to modern day. So we're hoping to really get a broad range of perspectives to, you know, really unpack what religious freedom means to protect everyone.
I would like for you to talk about why this is particularly a good moment for the Interfaith Alliance to do this.
We have seen, especially over this past year, a rise in Christian nationalism, both on the state and national level, coming into the legislatures, laws that you know, really have no constitutional foundation, but are being justified by this false narrative of what religious freedom means in the constitutional sense. Mm-hmm. So Interfaith Alliance, we're looking towards what a more inclusive vision of religious freedom looks like. So pushing back on Christian nationalist narratives with a true and inclusive understanding of what religious freedom and constitutional religious freedom is central to building that future, which is something that we do in our policy work and our field work every single day.
Maureen, would you talk about the toll misinformation about this cornerstone founding value has taken on American democracy and the lives of so many of us?
So there's this idea, and I think, you know, at the time when our nation was, you know, in the beginning stages of figuring out what our story was going to be, what our constitutional values were going to be, it was the majority of the people in the room, the overwhelming majority, were Christian. So that simple fact has been carried into the modern context of the foundational documents are meant to reflect so-called Christian values, and that privileging the beliefs of a few is what our founders intended, which couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope will come from this webinar? What's the conversation Interfaith Alliance really wants to start and then amplify?
I want people to question their assumptions. I hope that this webinar won't be the end of people thinking about this and self-educating on this issue, but something to inspire and incentivize people to learn more. You know, our religious freedom, you know, it is one of our constitutional rights, but it is a promise that remains unfinished in so many ways. There are so many people that still do not enjoy the same rights to religious freedom as other groups. So getting people to engage in that conversation, getting them to want to learn more, that's what I hope people walk away with. And it should be really exciting as a starting point for this conversation.
How can listeners sign up for and take part in this free event?
We have a Zoom RSVP link. Thankfully, people have been living on Zoom for some time now. So we hope that you will RSVP. We will be sending out a reminder email. So please get on Interfaith Alliance's email list if you are not already on our website. And we will remind you as the event approaches next week and hope that you can join us.
Heading into the final days of 2021, what other agenda items are you spending your time focused on?
You know, our work touches a whole variety of different areas. And, you know, right now on the policy side, we're looking towards the courts. We're looking towards wrapping up the legislative session, what we can still get accomplished. But on the field side, you know, people are wrapping up for the holidays, but the work still continues. Yeah. So we are continuing to support our excellent affiliates and our partners that do work in the field so that coming into the new year, we can hit the ground running is our hope.
Maureen O'Leary is Director of Field and Organizing at Interfaith Alliance, protecting true religious freedom for all. The founding religious Freedom webinar is coming up on Tuesday, December 14th at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time. Sign-up details are available at interfaithalliance.org. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Good to be here. Thank you.